So this woman, she claims she's a 10 out of 10. And she has strict dating rules. No losers are allowed. One, she must get an allowance from the man. Weekly downtown sex where the guy, you know, takes a trip down yonder, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She deserves a proposal within a year. She's also an OnlyFans model.
I agree.
if you don't meet that criteria, you will be kicked to the curb because she says she's a self-proclaimed 10 out of 10.
Okay, now, if it's verified that she is a 10 out of 10 or even a 9 out of 10, if she's up there in the upper echelon, I'm totally fine with what she said.
The list of requirements is a demanding one, too, including things such as her allowance, weekly oral sex, and a dozen roses sent to her every single week.
That's a lot. But, again, if she's that top dollar, then I get it.
You are not allowed to ask her what she spends her money on. She doesn't want to be pocket watched. This is her. She got a big butt and big boobs.
Yeah, hell yeah, boy. Yeah. Hell yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Too much.
No. Give me all that.
I'm too little.
Give me that.
I'm too little.
Give me that.
That's too much.
Give me that.
She's a dime a dozen on Instagram, so.
So what do you think about this? If you are hot, you deserve an allowance.
Yes.
You deserve all this stuff. Go to Molly first.
Yeah.
Yes, Molly?
I believe this is true. I think women should be with a man who can afford to give her an allowance. Look, my husband never comments about what I buy. He knows better.
Well,
I'm a stay-at-home mom, and he works.
Yeah.
My husband gives me an allowance, and I use it to buy whatever I want. And sometimes I need more money.
So your husband gives you an allowance because you're a stay-at-home mom? Okay, that's not so bad, but is it because you're hot or just because you don't have a job and you're a stay-at-home mom?
I'm going to let you figure out the answer to that question on your own.
I'm going to say stay-at-home mom.
What's your answer?
I'm going to say, stay-at-home mom.
All right, what's your answer? Hot?
Yeah, I bet she's hot.
All right.
Thank you.
You got one
Thank
hot
you.
And two not.
Smart man there.
No, I bet she's super. She has to be because she's a stay-at-home mom.
Well, that is true. That does help. You kind of got to be attractive.
The only stay-at-home moms that aren't hot and are able to stay home are because the government pays them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, those government moms are allowed to be stay-at-home moms. They're not government moms, but
government
you know what I'm saying, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if they're stay-at-home, it means that they live, like, probably, like, Section 8 or something.
Right.
Let's go to Connor. Yes, Connor.
Hello. My first time calling in. This is a great question. You know, I think it's just, like, you can't just walk around expecting, like, to be handed to everything. You know, you got to... Most people in real life have to work for what they get.
It's a good feeling when you
exactly.
earn it. Okay, well, thank you, Connor. Appreciate that. Let's go to Red Rocket.
So I just wanted to throw this out there for you, ma'am. You are a stay-at-home mom, but I have a work-from-home mom who has skills and earns money, and the kids go to school. So what's wrong with that? Do you have any special skills, ma'am? And if you do, what can you offer here?
I don't have to defend myself to you and list my resume to you. This is the life I've chosen, and this is the life I deserve.
Well, he did say when the kids go to school. Are your kids school-aged?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Red Rocket. Let me go
Weird nickname.
Jared. Yeah, yeah. What's up, Jared?
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say this chick is ignorant through the roof.
Okay.
I mean, that's her job.
He's calling you names, ma'am.
That's rude.
I think you can do better than that.
Jared, can you insult her better?
I'm not allowed to curse, but okay. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, all right, thank you. Let's go to Rob.
Yo, this is Rob down low. I mean, where does all that self-entitlement come from?
Yeah, where do you get that from? That's pretty cool.
I think
TikTok.
We're getting a little in-depth on my relationship here. Like, you don't know the dynamics of my relationship and the other things that I do for my husband that have made me what you think is entitled.
That's okay.
You're a super Karen.
A super
That's
Karen.
Super Karen.
Ooh.
Wow. Where do you shop?
Super I resent
Karen?
That.
Super Karen. That sounds dangerous.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob. Ooh, let's go to Nicole. What's up, Nicole? What do you got for us?
So, how many kids do you have?
I have two.
God forbid you and your husband get divorced. How many guys are going to take a single mom with two kids with those kind of
I'm
standards?
I'm out.
Just like that, huh?
Well, thank you, Nicole. We appreciate
man,
that.
You are just on one today.
I know.
Ah, crap. Let's go to Alicia.
Crap.
Yes, Alicia.
Oh, crap.
Yes.
What do you got?
This is my first time calling in, but I cannot help it listening to this girl. Most women that actually think that way are really don't have anything else to offer.
Okay, Molly, do you not have anything else to offer?
I'm not going to list my resume for you. Well, but you know what? I think there are other things out there. And if you open your mind.
She's named one other thing that you could.
I don't know why I was saying not Molly, though.
What do you mean?
Impressive.
Because she found a dude willing to give her that life. Yeah. Why not go after the guy?
I mean, that is true.
What's up, Liz?
Hey, that's exactly what I was going to say, guys. Everybody's being a little bit hard on this chick. Yeah. She made a good choice.
Thank you.
I don't have kids, and I am like kind of blue collar. My husband is too. And those are decisions I made, and I wouldn't risk having kids on my worst enemy. You did good for, you know, make the money. If he gives you an allowance, you make the allowance, you know. At least you're cleaning. At least do you guys love each other at least? Like, that's cool too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish I would have made a better decision.
Oh, man, you poor guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.